I'm John Mowinkle from the Forgy Electric Sports Studio. On Thursday in Football is aired on 104.9 KLMJ and Radio on the Go's YouTube channel. Clarksville beat Belle Plaine 76-14. In volleyball, Clarion Goldfield Owls was swept by number 6 and 3A Humboldt. Hampton Dumont Cal was swept by Clear Lake. Webster City beat Iowa Falls Alden 3-2. In cross country at the Bulldog meet at Hampton Dumont Cal, girls team standings, Belmont Clemmie was second, Hampton Dumont Cal was fifth, and West Fork was sixth. Individually, Lila Swenson of Belmont Clemmie was third, Mackenzie Valley of Hampton Dumont Cal was fifth, Evelyn Heitzhusen of West Fork was sixth. Boys team standings, West Fork was second, Hampton Dumont Cal was fourth, Belmont Clemmie was sixth. Individually, Caden Graff of West Fork placed sixth. On today's schedule in football, AGWSR will host Lake Mills. Applington Parkersburg will be at Jessup on Radio On The Go's YouTube channel. West Fork will host Belmont Clemmie. Clarion Goldfield Owls will host Eagle Grove. Dyke New Hartford will be at Roland Story. Number 2 and 1A Grundy Center will host number 4 and 1A South Hardin. Hampton Dumont Cal will be at Denver on 104.9 KLMJ. Iowa Falls Alden will be at Charles City, and North Butler will be at Clayton Ridge. Clarksville quarterback Nathan Moon was nearly unstoppable on the ground in Thursday's 76-14 win over Belle Plaine, as aired on 104.9 KLMJ and Radio On The Go's YouTube channel. Putting together many short drives, the Indians found success on nearly every offensive play call. After a busy first quarter where Moon scored the first of six touchdowns, Clarksville led 38-6 to set the tone. It's Moon, a QB keeper. Great blocking up front, and Moon able to make a couple guys miss, take it almost untouched into the end zone for the Clarksville touchdown. They extend their lead to 36-6, the fourth touchdown run of the game by Nathan Moon, and it is still the first quarter. With 10 carries for 147 yards, 60% of his rushes went for scores with a long of 43. The Indians also got touchdown runs by Kyvan Keelman and Noah Moon, along with a fumble recovery in the end zone by Noah Sturken. Head coach Darren Bolin.
I think this is about as a complete game that we've played all year. So that short week obviously wasn't a factor, and our kids came out ready to play. We hang our hat on the power, and you know, last year against Belle Plaine, they did some things to us to stop the power, and we were kind of expecting that same thing this year. And they kind of tried to do it, and you know, our offensive line just moved people, and Caven just kicked out the end. Did a great job of opening holes, and you know, obviously Nathan's benefits from all that.
In their next action, the Indians will take on number 3 and 8-man Gladbrook Rhinebeck in Week 7. Coming off its first district win, the Applington Parkersburg football team will travel to Jessup tonight with a chance to increase their momentum. It'll air on Radio On The Go's YouTube channel. The Falcons are coming off last week's 48-7 win over Sumner Fredericksburg, where they built a large lead early and played turnover-free. Head coach Jeff Pickna says the team has continued to work on being a disciplined unit, with the cleanest games being evident by the scores so far.
We had a really good game against Gardner where we didn't fumble at all. And we came back the next week, we fumbled three times again, and last week it fumbled also. Just creating consistency, understanding the importance of finishing plays the right way and keeping the ball in your hands. Obviously, as everybody knows, turnovers often decide the most games, and it definitely has in our case. So kind of putting that out there and showing them how much of an impact it's made on us and how many things we've lost out on because we can't control the ball or take care of it. Hoping the kids take that personal as we work on that stuff.
At 0-5, Jessup hasn't been able to contend with its opponents so far, having lost each game by multiple scores. They mix their offense, though favor the run game most frequently. AP senior Brandon Hartbarger leads the district with 3 interceptions and could wreak havoc on Jessup's pass attempts. Pregame coverage will start at 6:15 p.m., followed by the kickoff at 7 o'clock. The Hampton Dumont Cal football team will make their final scheduled road trip of the regular season when they take on Denver in 2A District 4 action tonight. It'll air on 104.9 KLMJ. The Bulldogs won 63-19 at Olwine for their first district win last week. The defense held the Huskies to 6 points over the final 3 quarters and will look to play with that same intensity this week. They rushed for 312 yards and passed for 199 for a memorable night, including Jacob Mailer's 134 rushing yards and 4 scores. Head coach Cole Miller.
When they're in the run game, we have to know who our option responsibilities are, and if they try to deceive us with a play action pass, then our DBs can't fall asleep. They have to have eyes on the people that they're supposed to and run with those guys and take away the passing lanes. And offensively, it's going to be just like it was last week. Control the ball, spread the ball around, make sure that we're making the most of our opportunities when we get down in the red zone. And, you know, we got to score points when we get down there.
Denver has lost two straight, including 21-6 at home to Dyke New Hartford last week. They've struggled to put points on the board in the last 2 weeks, scoring 14 or fewer. Jackson Yeager has provided dual threat abilities with 423 passing yards, 273 rushing yards, and 9 touchdowns. Their defense has allowed 21 points to their last two opponents. It'll be the first meeting between the programs since the 2012-13 district cycle. Pre-game coverage will start at 6:15 p.m., followed by the kickoff at 7 o'clock. The number 2 and 1A Grundy Center football team will put its 44-game win streak on the line when it hosts number 4 and 1A South Hardin in a battle of undefeated teams tonight. Each team has won all its games by multiple scores, with neither team giving up more than 16 points to any opponent. Grundy Center coach Travis Zajac says he hopes his team gains an advantage in the trenches.
Our offensive line continues to trend upward. You know, we had make some adjustments this last week based upon some of Clarion's personnel, and I thought that we did a really good job of handling that kind of from a scheme and communication standpoint. And it's taken those lessons and, you know, again, taking another step forward this week and trying to exert your will a little bit off when you do possess the ball. We want to be able to run up, and then we got to protect effectively and know that Judd's going to put the ball where it needs to go, and our kids are going to catch it and protect it and, you know, like I said, sustain drives. So we're multifaceted. We've got a lot of weapons. But like I said, ultimately, it kind of starts and ends with the play on the line of scrimmage.
Spartan quarterback Judd Jarovsky and Tiger quarterback Peyton Welch have each made a name for themselves in Class 1A, being named to many Player of the Year watch lists. South Hardin coach Nick Eller says he feels his skill position players match up well with Grundy Center's, and they'll need to eliminate some mistakes made when the teams met last year.
We've got a lot of weapons. They do too, but I think we got just as many, and we've got to use them all. There's no doubt. It can't just be, you know, Sam Benson show. It can't just be a Cam Adams show. It's got to be by committee and everyone chipping in and keeping their defense honest and keeping their defense, you know, kind of evened out where they can't just focus on one guy or roll over on top of one guy. So nothing surprising there, but we've got to, you know, keep playing like we have been, where we're using everybody, getting everybody the ball, just play our style of football. That's really what's going to come down to it. All the things that went on in last year's game, it really just comes down to your basics of who blocks and tackles the best. And that would have been a huge difference for us last year in the game if we'd have done those two things better.
The winner will gain sole possession of first place in 1A District 3. The kickoff will be at 7 p.m. The Iowa Falls Alden football team will travel to Charles City for their second district game of the season tonight. They fell 48-14 at home last week to West Delaware to begin district play, and despite the comeback, Coach Eric Walkingstick says his team remains resilient.
We just keep going back and going to the drawing board, and we're going to do that. We're going to keep our composure, and we're going to keep working hard, and, you know, each week we're going to battle. It doesn't matter who it is. We're going to play our best, and we're going to try our hardest, and, you know, we're going to keep coming back at you. So proud of our guys this week, and we got to keep coming back and getting ready for a tough district, but that's part of it.
The Comets also dropped its district opener last week, falling 41-7 to Benton. Both teams will be in search of their first district win. The kickoff will be at 7:30 p.m. Radio On The Go News and Sports has a new home on Facebook. Give us a follow at facebook.com/radioonthego and check out our X and YouTube pages at Radio On The Go. I'm John Moinkle reporting for Radio On The Go Sports.